the time. If that's what it's all about, mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
Why would the liberals allow a company that's getting billions of tax dollars, supposedly to create jobs, take those jobs to the U.S.? It sounds like another disastrous liberal boondoggle.
Mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
Oof. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre, of course, not holding back with news from Stellantis that, I mean, potentially 3,000 jobs could be on the line. Stellantis says that they're going to find something for these Brampton workers to do. Might be another year before that happens. How are you feeling about the state of our economy and trade negotiations? I played a clip earlier from Ontario Premier Doug Ford saying, listen, I'm talking to the Prime Minister on Thursday today. And when I talk to him, and if he can't get a deal, I'm going to tell him we should start hitting back at the United States. It's time to start hitting back. Recently, or not recently, today, the Financial Post has a story an event that happened in Toronto yesterday where BMO's CEO expressed concerns that we need a little less conversation and a little more action when it comes to removing interprovincial trade barriers and building new projects to negate the impact of United States tariffs on its economy. What say you? Are we becoming less elbows up? Do we need to hit back more on the United States? Phone lines are open. Give me a call, 1-877-332-8255. Before we go to the phones, I'm just going to play one more clip here from Premier Doug Ford yesterday to put some of his comments into more context.
We buy $356 billion of goods, Canada does, off the U.S. We're the number one customer to the U.S. No one in the world buys more goods than what we do. We need to start hitting back and hitting back hard. That's the only thing this person understands.
Here.
Sorry, I just get pumped up talking about this guy. He drives me absolutely crazy. He does. And we aren't going to roll over. I'm not going to let him roll over Ontario, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So people were clapping for Ontario Premier at this healthcare announcement where he was fielding questions about trade yesterday. Are you clapping for him? Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-332-8255. Cal calling from Oxbow. Cal, what's on your mind?
Morning, Tamara. Well, I don't pay too much attention to Doug Ford. He drives me crazy. his line of reasoning doesn't help us at all, but I wanted to make 3 points, if you'll allow me to. So, first of all, the Globe and Mail interview, that's great, we can hear him, but I take Globe and Mail and all taxpayer-funded media with a grain of salt. Doesn't matter whether the Conservatives or Liberals are in power. If it's taxpayer dollars, you have to be careful what you're hearing.
The Globe and Mail is funded by subscriptions mine.
There's a lot of what I consider. Yeah, well, you might be right, Tamara, but I have a trouble with all the legacy media in Canada, no matter who it is.
Okay.
And then second of all, his gut feeling means nothing to me. I mean, I had a gut feeling a few weeks ago that we wouldn't get a deal, and I got to call into Evan the following week and say, hey, I told you so, Evan. So without facts, your gut feeling doesn't mean anything. I want to hear some facts from these people. And then third, I wanted to mention his private investor thing. Well, that's an easy fix. All Carney has to do is scrap the emissions cap, get rid of the no pipeline bill, and get rid of the tanker bill, and suddenly you're going to see investment return to Canada. But until we have a stable investing environment, we're not going to see it.
Right. All right, Cal and Oxbow, thank you very much for your call and your comments today. We are heading to Osler. Perry's in Osler. Perry, what's on your mind?
This whole trade thing is going to get a lot more interesting. There's something that we've been avoiding talking about. I watched Trump in the last couple countries where he's made trade deals with. He always puts in also that if you're like, okay, you and I, we get upset, we could buy stuff a lot cheaper in the States, so we go shopping. If it's a car or clothes or whatever, but when you come back, you got to pay duties. So what he does is you're not allowed to charge duties. Like Canada wouldn't be allowed to charge duties on any U.S. goods. And so that means that our disastrous liberal policies we have in this country are going to have to be gone, because ever since I've been, I'm 61, ever since I've looked at a new car, there's always been another charge on it, manufacturing tax or whatever. So right now, if our dollar was on par, a new car, we would, or truck, we'd have to pay around $8,000 more just for this mysterious tax our government taxes us on. So, but if there's no, but if you can go shop in the States with no duties, you go and say, well, I'm not going to play this game no more. Go shop in the States, bring it back. So, yeah, so when Donald Trump says Canadians are going to love him when this is all said and done, we are.
I wish I had your optimism, Perry. I really wish I do. Thank you very much for your call, Perry and Ulster. I appreciate it as always. Again, if you'd like to join this conversation, and I encourage you to, call us at 1-877-332-8255. I'd like to play another clip now from Lana Payne, who is Unifor's national president. She was all over the media yesterday talking about what was happening in Brampton with Stellantis. And she had this to say, just looking at the broader picture as she was speaking with a reporter on Toronto's CP24.
Donald Trump has been very clear from the beginning that he was coming for our auto jobs, and companies now are making decisions to appease Trump in this trade war. And we have to do everything possible as a country to protect these jobs. And that means right now, Brampton is ground zero. And we expect both our federal and provincial governments to fight for these auto jobs with everything we have.
Notice she said both our federal and provincial governments. And I think she is talking about not only the federal and provincial governments, but the provincial governments, all the provinces coming together, really calling for that unity. Are you feeling that? Do you feel the Stellantis deal impact here in Saskatchewan? Call me 1-877-332-8255. Ron in Saskatoon texting in. So what I'm hearing is if Canada didn't put a tariff first on China, and if Canada didn't have tariffs on the USA, then we wouldn't be in this mess. Almost sounds like Canada isn't playing fairly. All right, Ron. Cameron in Regina writing in, your guest, referring to Globe and Mail Ottawa Bureau Chief Robert Fife, claims that border security between Canada and the U.S. is BS. Yet there are 50,000 apprehensions and expulsions at the BC-Washington border annually, and this is but a small fraction of the number in the Quebec crossings. No, we are not near as bad as Mexico, but that is only because of proximity. We are, in fact, a security threat, and to deny that does not solve the problem. Canada and its weak leadership are a nothing burger on the international stage. Shouldn't we stop pretending that we are relevant and fix our own country? Okay, Cameron, I get your point, but I want to highlight part of your point here. No, we are not near as bad as Mexico. That is a huge piece of this. President Trump tries to compare us to as a security threat to what he sees on his southern border. How about we start talking about all the guns that are coming up from their side of the border to our side of the border and killing people? All right, I'm going to take one more call before we go to a break. I am going to, oh, actually, it looks like it's not ready. It is ready. Okay, Greg in Saskatoon. Greg, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Well, it just seems like I was just telling Frank there, Donald Trump seems to be holding the sticks, and Carney's just a marionette doing the dance that Trump wants. And, you know, it's not working. What we need to do is give Donald Trump a deadline. Say, hey, December 1st, you know, if we don't come up with a deal that's fair for both of us, then we're just going to shut everything off. Shut off the oil, no more uranium, no more potash. Down east, cut the power off to the states that Ontario is providing. Just shut everything off and see how Donald Trump likes that.
Even though that'll really hurt us? Especially that potash there.
I don't think it would hurt us for very long. I think Donald Trump would definitely have to, he'd have to cool his jets. And I'm sure his advisors and all that good stuff would be going, okay, this is not good for us in the least. Mm-hmm. You know, just grow a set and do something. Don't talk about it, do about it.
Right. All right, Greg in Saskatoon, thank you very much for your call. We are going to keep the phone lines open on the other side of this break, so keep your calls and texts coming. 1-877-332-8255. Should we be, as Ontario Premier Doug Ford said yesterday, hitting back hard on the United States if our Prime Minister does not come home with a deal this week? Or slow and steady wins the race. 1-877-332-8255. I'm Tamara Cherry in for Evan Bray this week on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Working on a night move, trying to make some front page driving news. Working on a night move.
What my message to the Prime Minister when I meet him on Thursday is, if you can't get a deal, let's start hitting him back.
Working on a night move.
Is it time for Canada to start hitting President Trump back and hitting him where it hurts? Something else that Ontario Premier Doug Ford said today: Americans want our energy. We need to make sure we keep building our nuclear large-scale and small-scale reactors, and that we're leading the entire world. And he said that a lot of governors have been calling him saying, we want your energy. And he said, quote, that's fine. You can have our energy, but not if President Trump just totally throws us under the bus on this trade deal. What say you? 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open. Karen in Regina texting in about energy. About energy. Karen in Regina saying, I don't understand how Robert Fife can say that Canada is at a disadvantage when Canada controls power and water for part of the United States. Could we not use that to our advantage? I think we certainly could use that, but I think there's a lot of fear on this side of the border about how that will hurt us if we do use that. Dylan in Saskatoon writing in, how long till Ford decides to split and launch a PC party? Dylan, I love that comment because I've been watching Doug Ford, I mean, especially over the last year, even 2 years, and thinking this guy is setting himself up for a federal run. Would he form a new PC party? I don't know. But he's also very buddy-buddy with Mark Carney. So could he jump over to the Liberal side even? Who knows? Sheldon from Estevan writing in, if the trade talks break down and Canada gets punished with more tariffs, Doug Ford is 100% to blame. Chirping like he does is enough to upset the American administration. I wonder, I mean, I think probably Doug Ford does this all on his own, but I can't help but feel that when him and Prime Minister Carney meet for their little chats that they've got a little unspoken even agreement that in terms of who's the carrot and who's the stick. Keep your calls and texts coming in. 1-877-332-8255. Have we gone elbows down? Is it time to go more elbows up? Tom in Dundurn writing in, Ford should just shut up and stop poking the bear. Trump holds all the cards and could just completely shut us all down. Tom, I know you're not alone in those worries. There's a lot of people that feel like, you know, there's all these things that we could poke Trump with, but what if his military shows up at our border and says, okay, we're taking over Canada, then what do we do? Dave writing in, the wannabe liberal tough guy premier, presumably referring to Doug Ford, doesn't have a clue about negotiations. Carney can't do it. Call an election and let's get someone that can get a deal. The media fawns over Carney, but nobody realizes this is Trump's tactic to negotiate. Trump just wants to embarrass another liberal. When will our country realize how he negotiates? To which I would remind you, Dave, we had an election earlier this year, and it was almost entirely about who do Canadians think would be the best to negotiate a deal with Trump. So many texts coming in at 1-877-332-8255. Cindy in Saskatoon writing, we are trying to get our energy to global markets, with quotes presumably referring to part of my conversation with the Globe and Mail's Robert Fife. Yes, in the next line she says, maybe Mr. Fife could tally up the policies that chained and are still chaining our resources from leaving our country and explain how that constitutes trying to do anything remotely close to moving our resources to global markets. And Cindy goes on to write, it is very clear that Mr. Carney has big plans for our resources. But what is also very clear is that over the past 10 years or so of the federal Liberal government has stunted our economy and robbed provinces of the ability to tax their residents less. Had they been allowed to develop their resources as they had planned, Sad is mildly putting the situation the Liberal government has put us in. And Cindy concludes, and in regard to any Canadian response to the United States, tough talk is eventually going to Canada, a good set of dentures, because we will be the ones who no longer have any teeth. Off your soapbox, Mr. Ford, please and thank you. Great text there from Cindy. And then from the self-described radicalized Dylan in Saskatoon, we need to survive till the United States decides to get rid of their totalitarian government. So our major focus right now should be keeping our head down. Don't sign any deals. Don't make anything major happen. Just ride it out as long as we can till we're pinned in a corner. And when that time comes, break time to United States and their racist, fascist government. All right. Self-described radicalized Dylan. I think we have time for one more phone call here. Rob in Saskatoon. Rob, what's on your mind?
Well, I run three different companies and we're manufacturers, and we've had to move our manufacturing to the U.S. mostly because our taxes, everything's just too expensive to run here. Yeah. So unfortunately, we still run in Canada, but it's not an unfriendly environment. And Donald Trump is a businessman. He's trying to make the United States great by getting business there, and it's working. The way to get rid of it is get government out of the way so that enterprise and manufacturing that can do what they need to do. That's why everybody's leaving. Hmm. Pretty simple.
Rob, were you leaving before Donald Trump came in or after?
No, we weren't leaving before. The problem was is over the last 8-9 years of just government taxes and carbon tax and everything, our manufacturing that we're doing here in Canada became twice the price as it is in the U.S. And unfortunately, you know, we just don't manufacture anything here in Canada, and it's all smoke and mirrors. Yes, we have our automotive that is a big part of it, but it's the small businesses that are leaving as well.
What kind of business are you in, Rob?
Well, we're in the beauty industry, and we do custom tattoo products and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
And I just can't manufacture it in Canada anymore. You know, our beauty industry is getting absolutely hammered. When we had that 25% tariff, what people didn't realize, I don't know if you noticed, when you went into Walmart and some of the other places, half the beauty shelves were empty because all the manufacturing was done in the States. So we were being hammered 25% tariff on top of a 6.5% duty. On top of that, then we'd have to pay our brokerage fees and then GST on top of all of it. So it was a tax on top of a tax on top of a tax. So in the manufacturing industry, in the beauty industry, which is a $400 billion business in Canada, it's all gone. We've lost it all.
Rob in Saskatoon, hopefully our prime minister can do something to bring your beauty and custom tattoo manufacturing back to Canada. Not holding my breath just yet, but I'll be hopeful.
They just have to get out of the way.
We have to end it there just because we're coming up against the break, Rob, but I appreciate your call and your insights.
You're welcome.
And hopefully we'll have time to open up the phone lines again because I know a lot of you want to talk about this, but first, we're heading into a break, and on the other side of the break, we are heading to south of the border and political violence. It's been a lot of it lately in the United States, and I'll be speaking with a University of Chicago professor who said, I told you so. This was coming. I'm Tamara Cherry, filling in for Evan Bray all week. You're listening to 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.